You are tuned into Business Sense on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Well, of course, welcome to the second and final hour of the show. It is Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are, of course, powered by SID Media. It is the Tuesday edition, and you know that on Tuesdays we speak about everything that has to do with technology and innovations, and we try and keep up with the trends that are taking place in the technology space. And if you'd like to get involved, we'd actually like to hear from you. What are some of the trends that you are seeing that you'd like to share with us? +27734703520. But for today, we're looking at the role of the Internet of Things in smart homes, right? The role of the Internet of Things in smart homes. I think I should have worn like a suit for this one, because anything that has to do with Internet of Things is always like a very, very big things. But the Internet of Things has revolutionized various aspects of our lives. And one area where its impact is particularly evident is in smart home technology. I really want a smart home, by the way. If I have a little bit of money, that's definitely where I'm going. But the Internet of Things has transformed traditional homes into interconnected and intelligent living spaces that provide convenience, efficiency, and enhanced control. And to help us understand this one, it is my elder who's joining us this evening. Elder, good evening and welcome to the show.
Evening, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, my elder, and yourself?
I'm doing well. I hope the listeners are also doing well.
We hope they are doing well as well. No stranger to the show, but for people who may not know you, who is Elder Mutemwa?
Well, my name is Muyo Mutemwa. Mm. I am a cybersecurity specialist, mostly looking around risk in computer systems, whether OT or operational technology systems or information technology systems. So that's me.
Ah, fantastic, fantastic. Thank you once again for joining us. We really, really appreciate your time and, of course, appreciate your insights. We are talking about smart homes. What are these smart homes that we are referring to? I mean, I've heard about it, I've read about it, and I think I really want one. Am I, you know, being forward a little bit, or this is where we are going? What are these things?
Well, before we get into what the smart homes are, it would be nice if you had a suit that had Bluetooth connectivity or Wi-Fi connectivity.
Okay.
So that when you wear your suit, you always have Wi-Fi wherever you go.
That would be nice. Yeah,
that would be nice.
Definitely.
That would be nice.
Maybe it's coming, then, my elder. Maybe it's coming.
Yeah, maybe it's coming. So maybe just to get back to what are these smart homes or these interconnected homes?
Yes.
Is it wrong to want one? Hmm. Well, what these homes allow us to do is just make our lives a little bit easier. Hmm. If you think about the advent of the internet, it made communication and connectivity much, much easier.
Hmm.
So now when our homes are much more connected, it means that we have a little bit more control of what's happening in the home, and we don't have to be inside the house to switch on the light.
Yes.
And I think there are possibilities around that for people to actually get access to that today.
Mm.
Because there's a lot of equipment or IoT devices, Internet of Things devices that are being sold, from light bulbs, LED light bulbs that you can switch on with your phone, change the color.
Sure.
And so on. So there's a lot of things that people can actually take advantage of too.
Mm. Yeah. Do you think, though, my elder, what's the universal understanding of Internet of Things, or do you think that we've all got a different view? And if so, what is it exactly?
So the Internet of Things just basically means all the little things that we used to have in the house.
Yeah.
Those are now connected to some sort of mesh network. So if you're looking at your microwave, your toaster, your light, even the toilet, you know, things like that. So, I mean, even the fridge as well. So these things basically just means that they're connected to the internet.
Okay.
And we no longer have to get up now and switch off the lights.
Yes.
Just open an app and just turn off the lights or change the mood by changing the color on the lights to make them red, orange, and so on.
I can almost see rainbow houses now.
Yes, well, or red themes interior of houses. You know?
Yeah.
So So what these allow us to do is just basically have a lot of devices that are connected to the internet, and just to make our lives a little bit more easier, so that we don't have to, you know, have more stress when we think about things that we need to do. You know, for example, maybe just a quick example. Back in the day when we left the house, we needed someone to sleep in the house, you know, switch on the lights at night. Well, you can do that now with IoT technology.
Sure. So you can be sitting somewhere overseas and you're actually looking at an app that tells you what's happening in your house.
Yes. Look. So one of the interesting things that you can also do with IoT is you can have these cameras that are connected to the internet. And you can actually connect to the cameras anywhere in the world, as long as you've got the internet. And you can begin to do a whole lot of things, change the lights. If you see that someone is about to rob your house, you can also, for example, connect your fridge to the internet. And that fridge will actually tell you when your milk is about to go bad, probably order new milk. So these are things that are meant to make our lives easier.
That's really nice. Now I need to for us to get into some of the key ones, right, that are commonly used. But I want to say the role you're saying that these things have is that they make our houses smarter, much more easier, much more convenient. Are we not, I suppose, not intentionally creating problems of the other stuff, I suppose, that are things like, you know, now that I don't have to stand up to go into certain things, I just sit on the couch the entire day and press things to happen?
Well, there is that possibility. You know, it's like when the internet first came into existence, you know, a lot of people in social media, a lot of people said, ah, people are now going to meet each other online. But we've since seen people strike a very good balance between in-person conversations and actually online conversation on social media. So I think for us, this is just a part of adding on to the complexity of life. Let's rather call it like that.
Okay. All right. So they've got a role to play in our houses, basically, the Internet of Things.
Well, they do have a role to play, which is quite important. And I think it's one of those things we need to start embracing. For example, if you come to my house, you find that my TV is a smart TV. It just doesn't mean it went to school. It just means when I want to play something on the TV, I just play it from my phone and then it plays on the TV. Or I want to watch YouTube, I can just control it with my phone. So those are some of the things that it allows, that interconnectivity between devices that previously could not talk to each other.
Okay. So here I am. I really want to get it now to our level, who are novices in this space. Can you paint a picture then of how it actually works? Let's say I come to my house, I can have my car, my TV, my this, my that, connected to each other. Like, typically, what does it look like and how does it work?
All right. So let's talk about this.
Yeah.
You are sitting at work and you're about to knock off. You know, you've got about a 30-minute drive home.
Yeah.
But when you get home, you do remember that, hey, the house will be cold.
Yeah.
So what you can do, actually starting with your car, you can just open your app. You can fire up the car warming seats in your car. And then it can start playing your favorite song. You know, we all have that song we want to listen to on the way home.
Definitely.
The go-to song after a long day. So that starts there. When you get home, the house is nice and warm. The lights are already on. The oven has already started heating. And the stove, all you need to do is just pour water into a pot and put it on the stove. It's preheat already. And the fridge can already order you some supper, you know, something that you can quickly defrost or quickly boil. And then while you're doing all of this, depending on the music you're playing on your way home, your lights at home can change in terms of the mood. So let's say, for example, you're playing some nice bright songs. What that would actually mean is it will probably go to a much brighter colors yeah. inside the house.
Yeah.
But let's say, you know, you've had a long day, you just want a nice, quiet place.
Mm.
Maybe that might be a different, slightly darker colors,
mm-hmm.
and your home would slightly adjust to
sure.
that.
Sure.
So in a way, we then walk into a home that sort of adjusts to the temperature that we are in, or the temperature that we're feeling as a human being. And as you sit down, YouTube already fires up.
Ooh, okay.
And continues playing the song that you're playing in the car just to warm up the house.
Okay.
And these things become a little bit interesting as well. And
sure.
in some cases, you've got the geyser that starts heating up as well
mm-hmm.
because it knows you're on your way home.
Okay.
Because you need some hot water as well.
And
so when you're now ready to sleep, you can just already see that electric blanket heating
yeah.
up the bed. Well, we're just coming out of the cold now. If we're in summer,
mm-hmm.
The room, your bedroom would now start turning on the air conditioning
yes.
to just make sure that the room is, you know, conducive enough for you
yes.
to be able to fall asleep.
Sure.
And maybe even the lighting in the room will be slightly different to that the one in the living room.
Mm.
And all of these things, you don't have to think about them to adjust them. So it's more about just easing you through the process of a long day and just making your life slightly a little bit better. And sometimes what happens is it's based on previously customized
yes.
settings related to you.
Yes.
So that would be what a typical evening would look like
sure.
With IoT.
Yeah. I think that's a picture that a lot of us would really like. I mean, that just gets me ready to for bed because we have a very long day at work at times. We go through a lot at work. And so imagine from your car, the seats are warm by the time you get there. It greets. I mean, I know these cars nowadays, they even greet us by our names, you know. You know, right? As you come in, hi, Mr. Muyo. You know, welcome.
It adjusts the steering wheel to your customized.
You know what I mean. I saw one where it asked you, do you want me to drive or you want to drive? I was like, look at that. Like, you can literally sit there and this thing would get you home. You get home, it's warm. Like, yeah. Yeah, where we are going.
Yeah.
What informs these things, Mr. Muyo? Is it because, you know, the advancement of technology, but or what informs them? Yeah, let me put it like that. What informs these things?
Well, it's how we begin to live as human beings. So
okay.
the things that we appreciate as human beings. Because if you look at relationships between people, generally what tends to be important is the little things.
Yeah.
You know when you make sure that someone has the flowers, someone you check on their day, it's the little things that count. So what tends to inform IoT development is developers have realized we need to target the little things that people appreciate about life. The fact that the geyser, you don't have to say, hey, I need to wake up, switch on the geyser. It already knows. And imagine if your geyser was connected to an IoT device and your phone was also connected to some sort of mesh network as well. And if you set the alarm for 5 o'clock, then the geyser knows 30 minutes before that 5 o'clock it must turn on.
Yeah.
And now you don't have to worry about geyser time and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's really the little things that allow us to then focus on bigger things in life.
Yeah.
That's what generally tends to inform the development of these things.
Yeah. Sure. That's interesting. I watched a movie. I think the name of the movie is Margo or something like that. On one of these streaming platforms, and how it starts. And I think it's that interconnected home where the fridge and the microwave and everything is connected to each other. And he has this seat where he sits on, which is a seat, I suppose, after taking a bath or whatever, long day he sits there. And then the seat adjusts, like you said, to his customized weight and whatever, and he sits there. But the sad thing was that the seat and the house now started controlling their lives. In other words, it locked them out, locked them in, whenever it wanted to do so. What are these? What are the negative effects here that could be? I suppose we need to be careful of with this advancement of these things. They are trying to make our lives easier, but I'm sure there's negatives to it as well.
Look, there is negatives to anything that's good, even when the internet first came in.
Yeah.
There's still negatives today, you know, over usage of the internet. But with IoT, it's more about too much dependence on them.
Okay.
Especially, let's say, for around health devices.
Yeah.
We have these smartwatches that people have.
Yeah.
And sometimes these smartwatches are very intelligent to a point that they can tell us when to get up.
Mm-hmm.
And we then switch off that functionality in the brain where we know at some point we need to get up and go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Or we need to be reminded to sleep from the smartwatch. So over-dependence on these things can be quite bad because we're connecting a lot of devices to the internet, meaning if someone, unfortunately, I deal with risk, someone unfortunately interferes with the security of these devices, it could cause an upset in our lives. Instead of, you know, that couch heating up or the seats in the car heating up, it could be very cold. Unbearably cold to such an extent that it causes discomfort. The electric blanket could overheat and actually cause some sort of burn. I'm not sure if that's even possible. But the over-reliance on these things can be a challenge. But we just need to understand that even though they're meant to make our lives easy, we need to understand what can they do and what do we need to also sometimes switch it off and continue normal life as it is.
And so you touched on a little bit about the safety and risk bit. What are some of the safety precautions we should take around these things?
So one of the first things is when we talk about IoT devices, before we connect it to the internet, because it's Internet of Things, we must just look at what are the safety measures that need to be in place. So, for example, you're connecting your fridge to the internet. What are the basic security things that come out of the box that we need to make sure are just on before you connect it? Because if someone else has got that device in the wrong hands, then it's the problem. So one of the first things we need to do is look at the safety. We must read the manual.
The
safety, what is being recommended for safety. The second one is not to be overly dependent on these things, especially for children, because children learn very quickly and they adapt to a certain lifestyle, and that becomes their lifestyle. And then I don't want to leave the listeners with so many things, but maybe let me keep it at two and just leave it there.
Okay, but I'm sure we can investigate and research these things on our own, right? It's very important for us to do that.
Look, and I think it's important that we investigate, check out some, there's a lot of material on IoT devices. Let's say, for example, you're planning on installing some LED lights. LED is a technology. Well, I'm not sure if it's a technology, but it's a technology that allows us to save on electricity.
Yes.
Now, imagine LED lights that are connected to the internet. So we just need to search on the internet and find out what are the pitfalls, what are the pros and cons, and then before we install these things, weigh up the pros and cons. When we're installing cameras that are connected to the internet, the same thing. Fridges, TVs, and so on. Of course, also, I think updating the firmware of these devices. We must also take that into consideration as well.
I actually had an opportunity this morning to actually see this dishwasher that also has an app, you know. And, you know, apparently it's super silent in the house. You'll never hear it. When it's done, you just hear a cling sound and then it opens up automatically. It's a front loader and it opens up automatically. I'm like, guys, these things are just becoming too fast for our thinking, eh?
Well, they also bring comfort as well.
They do, yeah.
These are things that didn't exist a few years ago. Especially dishwashers. That are that advanced. They didn't exist a few years ago. They come with comfort, and I think it's a good thing. But now and again, it's good to just, you know, take the hands and actually wash the dishes.
Very, very important. All right. Now, talking about the future then, as we come to a close, what does the future of IoT, smart homes, automation, all these nice comforting things, what does it look like? What are some of the things that are coming up?
Well, from what I can see, we're going to be skeptical at first.
Okay.
Then there's going to be a high adoption.
Yeah.
and then it will normalize at some point, meaning it will become a part of life.
Yes.
But not everyone will make it 100% fully functional in their lives.
Okay.
So that's the first, that's sort of like its roadmap.
Yeah.
But in terms of the future, I see a lot of more devices being connected, especially interconnection.
Yeah.
Because now at the moment, they're just mainly connected to the internet.
Mm.
So let's say, for example, your watch basically just connects to the manufacturer that made it.
Mm.
But then now watches will now connect to, let's say, the fridge, will connect to the toaster, meaning you can control the toaster from the bedroom on your watch.
Mm.
So the interconnectivity of IoT devices, I think, is the next big thing that's going to happen.
Mm.
Its technology basically allows it to do that.
Mm.
And then you can sort of set almost like a one app kind of a thing where you control all of these devices from a single thing. So you can set the mood and the tone from that.
Yes.
So that's pretty much where the future goes. And I think also manufacturers are going to be selling a lot of these things because there will be an interest in people actually wanting to try these things out. Of course, there'll be challenges at the beginning, but I do see that it will normalize and people will accept it.
And I think particularly young people, right, are they the ones that are more prone to pick up this, especially looking at the fact that Africa will perhaps, as per predictions, be, you know, a continent with the younger generation. Do you see young people taking these things up very quickly?
Yes. Because especially with the young people, the upcoming generation, I'm not sure what they're called. They will do a lot more experimental things when it comes to IoT, taking it beyond what it's capable of doing.
Yeah.
If you look at what they have done with the internet, which is the internet was just basic at the first advent.
Mm.
Now people do a whole lot of interesting things on the internet. There's a lot of educational videos.
Mm.
People have become influencers, which was not a career before, but now it's a sustainable career. So there's a lot of possibilities that even younger generations might look at the IoT space and say, hold on a minute, we can probably do this with this and we will have a sort of new career path similar to influencers coming out of that.
Yeah.
We just don't know what it looks like. They will have to show us and guide us on how that's going to look like.
Yeah. Sure. And do you think that the older generation shouldn't fear what's coming?
Well, you know, when we say they shouldn't fear, it's almost as if you're about to do bungee jumping and someone says, no, don't be afraid. But the reality is, I think they should be afraid, but this is not a scary ride. It's more of a fun ride. Of course, the first time you start to, you know, accept technology like this, it's going to be a bit of a steep hill to climb. So there's that element of fear.
Yeah.
But once you have gone to the top of the steep incline, it's downhill from there. You begin to understand what this is about.
Yeah.
So I'm saying they should fear, but it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
That's really interesting there. So the role of the Internet of Things in smart homes. I do want to have a smart home, Mr. Muyoa. And maybe we need to just, you know, consult and see how we do these things. But thank you so much for your time. Any final thoughts from yourself?
Well, I would say the final thought is the listeners should appreciate IoT devices. Read up on them, and if you see something that's interesting that you want to try out, then there's funds and there's means to do that. And do your research and try it out, and you might find that it might make your life a little bit more interesting.
Definitely. Sure. Thank you so much for your time once again. I really, really appreciate it, and may God bless you.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much. That was, of course, our elder there, Muyoa Mutemwa, telling us a little bit about these Internet of Things, of course, in a connected smart home, and why that is important. He's saying the older generations, let's not fear these things. They are going to make our lives a little bit more comfortable. a little bit more nicer. And I must say that, hey, these things, they make life really, really nice. I suppose interconnected way, we can be able to then achieve much better things. Like to hear from you, plus 2773470-3520. What do you think of these Internet of Things and connected smart homes?
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.